online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Amante Falkenstein.
Two teenagers from Ramsgate were arrested this morning on suspicion of preparing to carry out terror attacks. The 15-year-olds were put in custody after officers went to their homes as part of pre-planned raids. Police want to reassure people across Kent there was never any immediate threat to the public. A woman has admitted causing a fatal crash on the M20 where a lorry overturned and the wife of the driver died in the cab. Jenna Beveridge was driving from Scotland to Kent when her Mini Cooper collided with the vehicle between Junction 10 for Ashford and 11 for Hythe. She told a judge at Canterbury Crown Court she has no memory of the crash because of impact trauma. She's been granted bail until the next hearing in November. Labour wants all advertisements related to gambling banned from being shown during live sports events. The party's deputy leader, Tom Watson, has spent the last year reviewing rules around betting and says these ads are a particular problem.
I've been really struck by the conversations I've had with clinicians, the experts who treat gambling addiction, and they say there's been a particular problem for gambling addicts with in-game betting. It seems to sort of trigger that kind of reaction.
There are also suggestions that addicts should be able to tell their banks to block any online gambling transactions. The Conservatives say they're tightening up rules around betting after Labour relaxed them. A number of people had to be temporarily evacuated from their homes on a street in Tunbridge this morning after a fire in the loft space of a house. Firefighters were on the scene in Tyne Road before 11, where there was thick black smoke coming from the property. No word yet on what caused the blaze. A former Carillion worker who robbed three homes in Thanet after he lost his job has been handed 4 years in prison. Simon 40 stole a wedding ring, cash and other valuables from properties in Ramsgate and Broadstairs earlier this year. A court heard the 32-year-old dad of two did it to pay off drug debts after he got himself a cocaine habit. 10,000 students coming to Canterbury to start uni this week are being urged to stay safe on nights out and know their limits when it comes to drinking. Less than a fifth of the freshers already live in the area, so most are going to be leaving home for the first time. There'll be extra police patrols in the city centre. Street pastors and marshals will also be out and about. Omolade Adedapo is from the Kent Union.
We also have some staff as well around the bars and the venues on campus, making sure that they're safe, making sure to look after students, making sure to keep an eye out as well for anyone who might need any help or support throughout the night.
An official report is blaming a lack of leadership in the rail industry for the timetable changes which caused disruption for tens of thousands of passengers back in May. The inquiry by a watchdog found no one took charge of the chaos. The government says every aspect of the industry will be looked at as part of a massive review. An artist has launched her first exhibition in Margate after spending a year in hospital. Lizzie Rose suffers from Crohn's disease and was meant to put her work on display last year but became too unwell. Her work shows off an indoor moss garden and other plant life, as well as a video of floristry which she filmed while she was in Japan. The 30-year-old says it's been difficult to work after being in hospital.
I'd lost quite a lot of memory from before I kind of went in, so kind of coming back to this work has been really tough, but I'm really pleased that I've kind of managed to kind of come back to it, but I've had to rethink it as well.
And Prosecco imports to the UK have fallen for the first time in a decade. Producers in Italy are blaming what they call fake news stories about the drink causing your teeth to rot, along with issues around Brexit.
Sport
with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket, and Kent have taken another huge step towards promotion with a win against Glamorgan in the county championship. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, Kent have continued their good form, bowling Glamorgan out for just 78 in their second innings at Canterbury this afternoon. The home side made 436 in their first go with the bat, meaning they've already won the match with more than a day to spare. Kent will have to wait until the game between Sussex and Warwickshire ends to know for sure whether they've made it back into the top tier of the competition. Football, and Cristiano Ronaldo left the pitch in tears after he was sent off during Juventus's 2-0 win against Valencia last night. He appeared to pull the hair of Jason Murillo in an off-the-ball incident during the Champions League fixture. It means he will miss a return to Old Trafford when his side play Manchester United later in the group stage. And in tennis, British number one Johanna Konta has been knocked out of the Pan Pacific Open in Tokyo. She's lost in straight sets to Croatia's Donna Vekic.
And that's the latest. Next update's at 2.